The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones.
Welcome back to the Good Guys podcast, Mazel Morons. I took my hat off because my head started to hurt because we're doing three episodes in a row because we love you guys and our great Benjamin, the number one guy, the guy who forgot to file his taxes this April 15th.
By the way, people have been telling me that since I got my short haircut, they said I'm morphing into you. They said that every week that goes by, slowly but surely, I'm morphing into you.
So you look incredible.
You look incredible. And by the way, I love that I said people are saying that I'm morphing into you and your takeaway was that I look incredible.
Yeah, you're lucky. Yeah. You are lucky.
Josh, people say you're morphing into me. You're like, damn it.
What can you do?
What did I do wrong?
What can
That's father time. Funny enough, my acting teacher who I was recording an audition with today for a big show, huge, premium plus, premium.
Really?
They have a streaming component. Okay. Okay. Okay.
But what about primetime? Primetime?
I don't think primetime. Okay, is primetime a thing anymore?
Who needs primetime? No.
Primetime.
I want it on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What am I on, freaking CIS IOSID? What is this?
I want you right before Robin Bird.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Robin Bird. But my acting teacher was like, I really love your haircut because I'm not seeing like a lot of hair acting. I'm just seeing you. I'm like, maybe it's the hair has been holding me back. I could have been Austin Butler.
You could have. Did you see that picture of Austin Butler smoking weed with Snoop Dogg?
And who was the other person?
It was like Snoop Dogg, Austin Butler, and somebody else really cool. I can't remember. I was going to say Martha Stewart, but that would be too cliche. But yeah, he's in the room, man. He's in the room.
You know who seems really cool? Austin Butler. I got to give him... I really got to shout him out. You know, like the guy we had on the podcast, the impressionist Matt Friend, was doing an impression right to his face of himself. And he really took it like a champ. And I was like, you know what, man? You're a really good actor. You seem like you get the joke. I'm down to clown.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
I like him.
I liked him in Elvis.
He was cool. Freaking great actor. It's crazy. I think I'm just jealous.
Yeah. I'm not jealous.
Okay. Don't say it like that. I am. I'm aggressively jealous. So I'm going out to a dinner tonight. Nice. Nice. A new restaurant called Steak 48.
Ooh.
Beverly Hills. Just
nice.
And I'm going with my buddies, Max Shapiro and Jordan Oaken and his father, Big Wave Dave. And the truth is that Max is probably going to order for us because he's a foodie and he knows all the good stuff. He's a chef. But I wanted to read the menu of the restaurant and you tell me what your order would be or what my order should be.
Great.
I think that would be
Steak 48 is the name?
Steak 48. Okay, so I'm going to just fire off a couple appies. Marshall, feel free to weigh in. What should we do? Appies, salads, maybe mains, and then sides?
Yeah.
Okay. Appies, we got prime steakhouse meatballs, yellowtail hamachi, crispy shrimp, fresh burrata, New England lobster rolls, braised pork belly, Rhode Island calamari and shrimp, crisp shrimp, deviled eggs. What are we thinking? Throw out one or two. Marshall, you too.
I like the hamachi. I'm personally out on meatballs as an appetizer. I'm just going to be too full. It doesn't mean they're not delicious. But I can't do it. Too heavy. If I were to eat it, what was it with the crab?
The crab.
Or the lobster? Was it a lobster roll?
There was a lobster roll.
That sounds fantastic.
You eat lobster?
No, I said if I were to. I don't eat that stuff. No, that menu's tough for me. It's a lot of pig and shellfish. I can't do it. But the hamachi, I'm sure, is out of this world.
Wagyu beef tartare?
Delish. Wow.
What do you say, Marsh? The shishitos?
Wait, where is this?
This is called Steak 48. It's in Beverly Hills. I'll give you the vegan stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Shishito pepper.
Okay.
And that's all.
This sounds meat forward.
It is meat forward. Okay, for salads.
It is called Steak 48, not Plantanos 57. And by the way, shishito peppers, one second. There's a problem. I ordered shishito peppers recently.
Same.
Let's say there are 30 of them. 28 were hot. I thought the whole thing about shishito peppers is one in every 12, maybe, will give you a little tingle.
Mm.
I had shishito peppers recently that were lighting my mouth on fire.
You don't know. That's the thing about shishito peppers. You don't know.
So you think it was just like a fiery batch.
Yeah.
And I just happened to get really lucky that I had the one in 12 28 times.
Caraway, babe, caraway. Look, the truth is, where are your pots and pans right now? You're hiding them, right? They're like in some cabinet, or you're hiding them. You hide them in the oven because you don't want people to know that you're a mess, okay? You got some rusted ass, weird, mismatched pots and pans. Look, no judgment, but your life is not a Nancy Myers movie, is it? Right? Where you can just hang beautiful pots and pans from the rafters of your kitchen when you live out a rom-com. It's not, but it could be. With Caraway. Look, Caraway has non-toxic pots and pans, right? All their products, they don't have those toxic materials that can leach into your food. PFAs, PTFEs, PFOAs. What the heck, man? You don't want that leaching into your food. Plus, they're ceramic, right? So it's a naturally slick surface. That means you're going to use minimal oil or butter. Plus, it's super easy to clean. And it's well-loved. It has over 65,000 people who've rated it 5 stars. It's just a great way to reset your spring with Caraway's new non-toxic cookware. Just as a reminder, their iconic cookware set comes with the saute pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan. I have it. I love it. Plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying the items individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/goodguys, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/goodguys or use code goodguys at checkout. Caraway. Non-toxic cookware made modern.
I go to a Japanese restaurant called Izakaya. Shout out the Katsuya Group in LA. And I go there so much that sometimes the waiter will say to me, spicy today.
Oh, so they know by the batch.
They know, or they know by the feedback. And
interesting.
And he'll say, listen, I'll bring them, but if they're too spicy, what are we talking about? And he'll let me send them back.
Is there anything better than if you don't like something, them saying, don't worry, I got it?
You're talking about assuming that it's not, there's not a flaw in the dish, you just didn't like it, you have an out.
I'm assuming, by the way, either of them. I've been to restaurants where I've told them that they haven't liked it and they've been jerks about it and left it on the bill. It's rare, but like I love a moment where I'm having an honest conversation with the waiter and I tell him, I'm sorry, this is just, it's not it. And he says, no problem, pick something else. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I have a sigh of relief. I have a sigh of relief when that happens.
I recently, there have been moments where I've done that and I never, I'll tell you what I do. I have never regretted saying something. Never. Yeah. And I'm not a schmuck about it and it's rare, but if I pay for it and I want it to be great, and it's just not, you know, the easiest place to do it is at a Japanese restaurant, because there's something about leaving a piece of sushi that, because usually you know exactly how much that piece costs. Like that piece in nigiri costs $6. Like it's not just like half the risotto. So
yeah.
If I'm leaving it there, and then what happens is they come to clear the plate. I look at them, they look at me, they go, something wrong? And I go, weird today. That's all I say. Not great today. You know, it's fish. Happens.
They happens. Go,
we'll
yeah.
take it. We'll take it off.
Happens. Yeah. Fishy fish is no good.
Listen, you take it off the bill, you're going to get it in tip. Okay?
Yeah.
So
for
what,
sure.
What's the trade?
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. This will be better for Marshall. So we've got the apps done, hamachi and shishito peppers. Now for salads, they have a roasted beet, a chopped Napa, a steak knife BLT wedge, a 48 Caesar with a warm poached egg, a superfood or an heirloom tomato.
I like that they specify warm poached egg.
Yes, indeed warm. What do you get? One salad each, men.
Superfood? Oh, minus the goat cheese.
I have to think of the rest of my meal. The steak salad sounded amazing, but if I'm going the meatball, the steak salad, and then for my entree, I'm getting steak, you're going to have to wheel me out of there. I'm going with the beet.
Wow, you're going beet. You're going earthy tones. You're going, okay,
I like mixing up my meal. If you just go meat, can't do it. I like a beet.
I like a beet too, because it's fun to like worry you're internally bleeding and then you remember you just had beets.
Yeah, that's great. You take a nice shit, you look down, you're like, oh, cancer. Yeah,
it's all over.
Yep.
It's awful. Okay, now for steaks, Marshall, you don't have to weigh in here if you don't want to.
No, you have to. I want to know. It's primal. He's going to hear, something's going to sound good.
They have a fresh seafood and they also have a couple options in aren't steak. Should we just assume at Steak 48 you're doing steak?
Steak, for sure. What are the cuts?
All right, here's the cuts. You ready? Here we go. They have smalls and regulars, assuming Marshall's going to go with the smalls. A New York strip, filet mignon, a bone-in KC strip, never heard of that, bone-in ribeye, bone-in filet mignon, 45-day dry-aged bone-in ribeye, a kosher bone-in ribeye.
Shut up.
Yeah,
shut
babe.
Up. Did you plant this?
Nope. Limited availability.
Wow, they know their clientele.
Or an A5 Wagyu MP. No good.
No.
Run from MP.
Run.
Run.
I'm out. All I have to say is that them having a kosher steak on the menu, amazing. It's not normal. Normally, I don't eat non-kosher meat, except at McDonald's occasionally, you know, I'll have the burger.
Well, McDonald's is awesome.
McDonald's is amazing. And you know, sometimes you need a burger.
Yeah,
sometimes you're in a pinch, you need a burger.
I call the cheeseburger at McDonald's a golden disc.
As you should.
Thank you.
Fantastic. McDonald's, A+. That said, the kosher steak on that menu, you said that it was a bone-in ribeye?
Yes.
That's great. That said, I'm going with the bone-in filet.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. It is what it is. Sometimes you're at a steakhouse, they have a kosher steak on the menu. All of a sudden it comes over, it's sitting in tin foil. I don't need it. They treat it too differently. I don't need it. The bone-in filet. You have two choices, Josh, a bone-out filet, a bone-in filet. You're going bone-in filet every time, right?
Bone-in flavor, babe. That bone is flavor.
Yeah, I think that the bone-out filet, we need to do away with it. It's no good.
It's not quite right. But you know what? The optics-wise, I think people just feel like it's less primal.
Yeah, but it's almost like roast beef. Like sometimes it's just not what you deserve.
Right.
When you order and pay a premium for filet, you deserve filet. And sometimes it's roast beef. I don't know how else to describe it.
It's not bussing. It's not standing on business.
No. No.
Okay. You can skip the steaks, Marshall. Let's go right
Thank
to sides.
So okay.
And let's assume that there's a vegan option of all these. Mm-hmm. Roasted Brussels sprouts, corn creme brulee.
Oh my God. The best. In. Literally, when I die, Josh, pour corn creme brulee over my body and flambe me into the ground.
Ooh, can you imagine you had an open casket and then they pour just sugar on your face and jet torch?
I love it. Flambe me. Whoever buries me, I want to be flambéed.
I'm taking a spoon for your open casket and going like this to your forehead. You know when you do that with creme brulee to really feel the shell?
And you crack me open and I'm just filled with delicious custard.
I can eat custard out of your rigor mortis torso. Gross.
Corn creme brulee. Oh, so good.
Okay, wait. They have more. Buttermilk whipped potatoes, loaded baked potato, au gratin, crispy Hasselback potato.
Whoa.
Whipped praline sweet potato, truffle and salted crispy fries, rock shrimp and crab mac and cheese, or regular mac and cheese. Okay. And then more shishitos, mushroom, cream,
cream spinach?
Yeah.
Oh, you scared me. I was like, you don't have cream spinach on this menu. There's a big problem. Cream spinach, corn creme brulee, and a diaper and some Pepto-Bismol all of the day.
and a priest. What would you have, Marshall?
Creamy mac and cheese.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that the menu says a touch of Velveeta.
Yes.
Yum. Oh, I love that too.
Okay.
Probably so creamy.
Let's get into desserts. Ready? Cookies and cream popcorn sundae, red velvet bread pudding, peanut butter pie, triple layer key lime pie, triple chocolate bomb, ultimate warm vanilla caramel cake, or a Lulu's homemade cookies and cream gelato cake.
They all sound amazing, but I've never heard of a layered key lime and I'm in.
Wow. Hot. Marsh?
Peanut butter pie. I don't know why.
Wow, okay.
Sounds fun.
And they even have I would have to do the cookies and cream popcorn sundae because that just sounds like a ride.
Yeah, it's a fun menu. Delish. I'm starving.
I know. We probably won't get any of these things, but I'm excited that we got to live in theory.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for our anorexia. It's good. Just talk about all the foods we won't eat and then pray that we have a protruding rib.
Oh, God. Wait till you see. Listen, when you get down to rib phase of your weight loss, it is fantastic. I never got to have back dimples, like the lower back dimples. That's what I always wanted, but I'll never be that thin.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're not a young girl.
I want to have the lower back of a kid from Orange County who skateboards. Marshall knows what I'm talking about.
I know the type.
We found Marshall's type. I think my wife and you have the same type, Marshall. Don't ask why she's with me.
This episode of the Good Guys podcast is brought to you by AG1. As you guys know, I've been taking AG1 every single day for the last, I don't know, close to 6 months. I actually accidentally took a week off, didn't bring enough travel packs, went on vacation. Huge miss. I can't even tell you how sluggish I felt the entire time that I wasn't taking it. I first gave AG1 a try because I was tired and I heard that it would give me this sustained energy boost throughout the day. And honestly, that's exactly what it did. And it's not that it replaced coffee. I still drink coffee. They're completely different types of energy. Coffee is that instant burst, but ultimately you're going to have a crash. AG1 gives me that sustained energy throughout the day. And since drinking AG1 every single day, I've felt this sustained energy that keeps me going as long as I need it. And not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. Just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. If you want to take ownership over your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/goodguys. That's drinkag1.com/goodguys. Check it out and you won't regret it.
Let's get to some stories. Did you know that Elmo takes a turn as a therapist? After asking, how is everybody doing? At first glance, it might have looked like a run-of-the-mill social media check-in. How is everyone doing? But the message came from Elmo, the furry red friend to kids, Muppets, and anyone else. And Elmo is known on Sesame Street for his capacity to care. Well, the responses flooded in on X, Threads, and Facebook. People unburdened themselves, and Elmo took it all in. On X alone, Elmo's question received 180 million views, and people asked Elmo, people replied things like, I'm doing okay, hope you are too. Other people said they were having a tough weekend. Someone wrote, not well, Elmo. They done raised rent and everything at this point. I'm coming to live with you on Sesame Street. To which Elmo responded, Elmo would love that. Hashtag neighbors. Someone wrote, Elmo, I'm having a rough time. Love you, though. And then Elmo responded, Elmo hopes you're doing okay. Elmo loves you today.
You sounded literally like Happy Gilmore.
What do we think? I mean, Elmo's out here. Someone even wrote him, just on my way to buy some balsamic vinegar. Elmo, are you hungry?
They're not Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. What do I think? I think that
these kids are in trouble. That's what I think. Actually, I have two things to say. The first thing is there are 180 million people that still use X.
I guess.
That's a lot, no? I thought that the app was dead. That said, these kids, there's too much screen time. I'm happy that Elmo is checking in on them. I don't know if Elmo checking in on them is going to do anything, but I am happy that maybe kids are getting more in touch with their feelings, perhaps talking about things that maybe we didn't talk about. I think it's a nice sentiment. Is that nuts of me?
No. You know, what's fascinating is my children love Sesame Street, and seeing how, you know, that like Elmo is the clear pretty girl on Sesame Street. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the belle of the ball there. Right. And and it's amazing because my young son, Shy, like Elmo and Cookie Monster are his two favorites. And I just try to understand, I don't know if it's just like Elmo's personality, but there's something deeply ingrained in my kids, and I think kids of most young ages who watch Sesame Street, which is like Elmo's safe, Elmo represents love. And so I think it's cool. And I think Elmo should go further and be like, I would suggest Lexapro, you know, like, you should have him start, you know, medicating.
That's funny.
Have you done much therapy in your life, Ben?
No, that's not because I'm against it. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a very good thing. I think I'm very, very fortunate that I have a lot of people to talk to and a lot of great friends. And my parents are great listeners. And my wife's a great listener. Like, I think that if you have things to work through that you don't want to talk to about those people, therapy is great. I think that for people that aren't as fortunate to have those support systems, therapy is great. Big fan of it, but I haven't done it. Maybe I've done it once, but I haven't. It just wasn't, I don't know. I didn't like the person. Like, that's a thing too. Like, you got to feel really comfortable and like the therapist. And I wasn't in the mood to shop around. I got into it for a second. I was like, I want to do this. It's great. I did it. I didn't like the person that was that. Do you do therapy?
Oh, yeah. I'm a mess. yeah, I'm the poster boy for therapy. It's great. But I think, first of all, I think it's totally real to not feel like you need it. You don't strike me as someone who's like dying for to be therapized, which I think is a good thing. And I'm interested because you and Turdy Lou, the great Claudia Oshry, have such a beautiful relationship. And as people know who've seen her on the pod, like, she can be so wonderfully, let's say, a little hard on you in a good way,
yeah,
as my wife can be as well. So I would love to hear more, like, because you talk about what a great listener she is. Like, when in times of need does she really, like, I would love to hear when she like galvanizes or is like Team Ben, like hypes you up. Like, what does that side look like?
Whenever she knows that I really need it, like, she's honestly, she just like sees it. Like, our relationship is very joking banter, what you hear on the podcast, what you see on social. And then there's also that, like, if I need a pick me up, if I'm like not having the best time, she can sense it. I don't know what it is, but like, if I need it, she's there. And she gives me like those words of encouragement. And I always say this, like, I credit her with like an incredible amount of my self-confidence. I think it's also like having watched her and how confident she is, but also just the things that she says. Like, I was definitely a less confident person before I met her. And I think that as I grow with her, I'm becoming the best version of myself. I didn't intend to be like Olivia Rodrigo fans, like listening and crying, but I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky. And I like it more. If somebody's just like constantly feeding you and boosting you, it's too much. It's not as impactful, right? Somebody that gives you the good when you need the good and doesn't always give it, I think pushes you to be better. Because there are people that only want to hear. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, 100%.
Okay, yeah. Like, there are people that are ready to gas you up at all times. Like, you look at the comment section of an influencer girl's feed and she's like posting a picture and it's all slay, 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 slay. They don't think that she's slaying all the time. They don't. They're just gassing her up because they're fake friends. And then when she doesn't look good, she's not going to know it. And I think that's a problem. You should know when you look your best.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody shouldn't be telling you every day that you're perfect. Maybe I'm ranting, but that's what I think.
I love it. I think that's beautiful. To what I've experienced it just in a tertiary way with your wonderful wife and her being supportive of me and feeling very, very like she had my back. And she is just like deeply loyal. And you can tell when she loves someone, like she is behind them 100%. So she's just a fantastic woman. And I feel that way about my wife too. Like she can be, you know, I always know when I'm being awkward, but I don't, you know, when I get a couple of those, good job, babe. Like, proud of you. Do I eat it up? Because my mom is more forthcoming, to your point. But, you know, it's a give and take, right? It's like, she would be very quick to be like, there's no one better than you, babe. And then she'll also follow it with, you are one ungrateful fuck. You know? So she kept me on my toes, too.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It's the same. When you get gratitude... And when you get appreciation and you get that good job from somebody where you know they really mean it, it goes so much further. It goes so much further than somebody that's just always telling you how perfect you are. It's like, I know I'm not. So definitely don't tell me that. Mm-hmm. Because then when you tell me that, I'm going to think it's BS.
I was lying. I put my son to bed like 5 or 6 nights out of the week. Like, it's just my job. And then, you know, sometimes my wife will do it if I have a late dinner or a meeting or whatever. And almost every night I lay in bed with him and I look at him and I go, I'm so proud of you, Max. And like, there's a part of me that goes, maybe you guys should lay off the I'm so proud of you all the time. But I am. I feel it. And I like saying it.
I think that being a parent is a totally different story. Has to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that positive encouragement to young kids, you cannot go wrong with too much positive encouragement. I'm talking about grown-ass adults. I think that gassing up kids, how many times am I going to say gassing up? How many times?
That's all right. Take us to the Chevron. Let's go. Premium 93.
Gas up your kids 100%. They can use the encouragement at a young age that they're confident. Max should walk into a room and say, I'm the best, because some fucking bully is going to tell him he's the worst and he should never listen to the bully. He should listen to his papa.
Yeah, there's a balance. I humble my son too. I also don't let him milk the joke. Like, when he overdoes something, I go, that's enough. Because there are too many parents gassing up their kids, full stop. And I want to tell them, like, I've met your kid. He's mediocre at best. Like, don't tell little Ricky he's the best, because it's going to set him up for disappointment later. Like, I think, like, parent, it's a super fine line. I also get the ick from parents who go, he's such a stud. Like, little Andrew is such a stud. I'm like, he's 6 and he can't swim. What's so stud-like about him? Like, no, little Andrew's not such a stud. Like, just cut it out. Enough already. Like, so we have another story that recently came in, and came in like we have a news department. It's like Marshall's on the beat following scoops.
Another story came across my desk.
You know, this one just came out on the ticker, which is... right.
If they're brought in, they have to. Honestly, even if it's not that crazy, Ron Artest, when he changed his name to Meta World Peace,
right?
We got to keep an eye on him. We have to. I'm sorry. It's not to say he's not great. You got to keep an eye on these people. When anybody that changes their name, D's nuts. Honestly, it's a great joke.
It's crazy.
Can you imagine walking through the airport, somebody looking at your license and it says D's nuts?
Yeah.
What would you change your name to? If you could change your name.
I would do...
If you change your first name, because we all know that you already changed your last name.
Yeah.
If we could change your first name, what would it be?
Because I took my mother's last name of Peck, which used to be Peckerman, because we anglicized our name because of anti-Semitism. And that's why my last name is Peck, just so we know. I would change my full name to, like... I have a couple monikers that I use randomly, pseudonyms at hotels and whatnot. I like Johnny Adonis. I like Wolf Stone. I like, yeah.
It's a serious name.
That's fucking sick, right?
Sick.
I like Michael Lexington. Like, because you don't, like, you hear Michael.
Wow.
You go, I know Michaels, and then Lexington is your last name. That's my porn name. It's my middle name in the street I grew up on.
Michael Lexington. Wow. See, you have these names baked because you're just so famous. You're living in the limelight. You need to take these and make sure that people don't just barge in. God, for me, I don't know. I like Michael Lexington. And I like, what was Wolf's last name?
Wolf Stone.
Stone. Wow. Oh, that's good. Great. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in.
So good.
I like Wolf Stone. I like random things too, like Bobby Linoleum. You know, like you heard of Bobby Linoleum?
I'll pass on Bobby Linoleum. What about Cedar is a last name? You like that?
Cedar. Bobby, no? Bobby Rich, Cedar.
Rich Cedar. Rich Oak.
Rich Oak is good. Rich Oak.
Billy Oak. No good.
Billy
no
Oak good. Is
Robert,
good.
Robert Oak.
Yes.
No good. No good.
Don
no
Maple.
Good. Pretty good.
I like wood. I like different woods.
I love wood.
Jimmy love Hickory. It. Jimmy Hickory.
I love wood. I think our brains, there's something going on. Everything you're saying, it's in my head. I love wood.
You know.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, shout out. Love it. Shout out what wood. Shout out
what
wood.
Andy Wood.
Andy Wood. I like it.
If I change my name, I'm not changing it to Andy. What am I, nuts?
Wayne Willow, right? Because you hear Wayne, you go, sounds like a guy from Wyoming. Then you hear Willow, you go, or from a YA novel.
I know a great Wayne. Wayne owns a taxi company in Utah.
Of course he does.
He always picks us up and he tells the best stories about how in his off time, he goes down to Mexico and goes fly fishing. And he talks like, my name is Wayne. And he is, I want to be Wayne. Wayne, great name. Willow, pretty good last name. Last piece of wood, mahogany.
Mahogany, good. That
first or last? Mahogany. I think it's a first name, right?
Yeah, Mahogany would be a first name. And I have some bad news about Wayne. He's not going to Mexico to fly fish.
You don't think so?
You know where the best fly fishing in the world is?
Where?
Utah.
Oh, God.
He's going to Mexico for something else.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah, sorry.
Poor Wayne. He's been implicated. He's done.
I don't know about poor Wayne.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Wow. Wayne. That's like me lying to you and saying I'm going to Chicago for pizza.
Right.
That's terrible.
I can't believe you didn't pick up on that sooner. That's what's terrible.
No, I'm so dangerous.
Wandering
to
Wayne.
Myself.
Wandering
to
Wayne.
Myself.
Yeah.
Wow. That's frightening. That's frightening.
This episode of the Good Guys Podcast is brought to you by Mint Mobile. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I have to tell you, since switching over to Mint Mobile's wireless service, there is no question how much better the quality of service is. I absolutely love it and am saving a bunch of money, and you can too. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/goodguys.
That's mintmobile.com/goodguys.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/goodguys. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's get into best bite of the week, My best bite of the week, and it's going to be controversial because this video was highly controversial, okay? And I didn't expect it. I made meatballs. I make an amazing meatball.
Mm.
I like cilantro. Apparently, there are people that eat cilantro, think it tastes like soap, and have a vendetta against cilantro. Cilantro is a really, really wonderful herb. Wonderful. I put it up with parsley. I put it up. It's a crown herb. Cilantro is delicious. And I put it in my meatballs. And I made these delicious Italian-style meatballs. Cilantro, parsley, Parmesan, egg, garlic, onion. And people roasted me. And all I have to say is, you got to eat it because it was my best bite of the week. Absolutely delicious. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check my last recipe reel. It was fantastic.
That's wild. Let me ask you, with your balls, are you doing a three meat blend or are you doing a single meat?
I go single meat. Wow. And also, these I made with turkey.
Oh, the Nonas are rolling over in their grave.
They are
heartbroken.
Look, I will obviously say that a turkey meatball is nothing in comparison to a beef or a blended meat ball.
You need a beef, veal, pork. That's how they do it.
The combo. I totally respect that. But sometimes you're looking for a leaner ball for the everyday. And turkey, I like a chicken meatball. I don't know if you've ever had a ground chicken meatball.
I'm down.
It's very, very good. They're very good. They're not the same. Of course, one is gluttony, one is not. Absolutely. You also could load in some delicious panko or breadcrumbs, but then it's heavier. It's different. I made a lighter ball, but you sound just like them. Do you have 100 burner accounts? They're all saying, my Nona would never. Cilantro, what are you nuts? Yeah, you're nuts.
Wow.
You're nuts.
Fair enough. I too, and this is going to be a what are you nuts, is I too cooked something over the weekend and I just had it cold before I came here and it's freaking delish. I will sweat down some onions in oil. My wife is a vegan too, so I cook for the both of us. Marshall, feel free to take this or I'll bring it in one day in a Tupperware. I'd like the Tupperware back.
Okay.
I sweat down some just onions. They're already chopped from the grocery store. Do I love that? The extra dollar that I pay is the best money spent to not have to prepare my own onions and cry. So I sweat those down. Then, boom, some sliced mushrooms in there. Perfect. Do a little salt and pep. Do a little dry onion, a little garlic salt. Perfect. And then I boil some pasta. I like to do like a protein pasta, like from some sort of lentil or whatever, but you don't have to do regular pasta, whatever, nice penne. You want to do it a minute before al dente, right? So maybe 6 minutes tops, because then you're going to cook it more, so don't get crazy. So then you take the pasta. I throw it in with the onions and mushrooms. Here's where it gets real sad. They have these daiya, which is a cheese alternative. I'm sure Marshall knows. They make their own Velveeta cheese pack. And I throw that in the pasta with the onions and the mushroom. Let me tell you, this is a hit. This just works. It almost becomes like a mac and cheese casserole type thing.
Ben's face.
Ben, your face is terrifying me right now.
I'm going to trust it. It's fine. I thought you were going to say, I take that fake cheese and I throw it in the garbage.
No, my wife's vegan. And is Velveeta cheese any realer than Daiya, you know, a nut-based cheese? What are we talking about?
That's an excellent question. So why doesn't the nut-based cheese taste like Velveeta?
I actually think Velveeta, I don't know, it's not vegan. Like American cheese slices, the nut-based cheese does taste like Velveeta.
Does it really?
Yeah, pretty much, exactly.
All right, fine. I'll give it a try.
You're like my brother, who is another East Coaster who like looks at me like a fucking hippie. My big brother called me the other day, and he's got a thick Boston accent because we're not really brothers. And he goes, Josh, man, I feel real LA. I just went to the chiropractor. And I'm like, Dan. I'm like, they got chiropractors everywhere. It's not 1994. He goes, I don't know, this LA hippy dippy stuff. So I feel like you don't know that there's like some incredible vegan alternatives for cheese, Ben?
No. And I'm disinterested. I'm sorry. I don't want an
alternative. Is he not part of the problem, Marshall?
I don't want a nut alternative. I'm sorry. I don't.
It's so good.
We just spoke about, okay, Josh, how about this? We just spoke about how caloric nuts are. How's that cheese treating your love handles, huh?
No worse than the caloric density of real cheese.
No, cheese is just fat and deliciousness. It's not the same. I'm telling you, the nut cheese is going to put a boil on your hip. Give it 10 years, you'll have a boil. It'll smell like an almond.
You're drinking the milk of another mammal, you sick fuck.
Yeah, this thank is God. Sick. By the way, we should make human cheese. Anybody ever thought of that?
Why don't you go out to, you should go to Poughkeepsie and find yourself a cow, right? And look at it in the face and go, you mind? And then you go under, because that's what you're doing. Why don't you take it right from the source?
Good, I should. I would love to.
Really?
I would love to.
Okay.
And then I will trade that cow with something of mine. Like I'll give him, I don't know, a computer.
Okay.
Or like, or like something that he can use. We'll trade. Here's the thing. We steal from them. We got to give back. We have to give them something. We're taking their milk. I'll give you Reese's Pieces.
It's at Apex Predator Life. It's at Apex Predator Life. What? I don't know what to say. Top of the food chain. Marshall gets it.
Wow. For a huge meat eater, you really are on this nut train. You're like me with kashrut.
My wife's vegan. I don't think I'm that much of a meat eater, actually.
Really?
I'd say I eat it a few times a week, but not every day.
No.
You're having meat every day. Stop it.
No, I'm not. I eat a lot of fish. A lot of fish.
That's me.
I eat some form of animal every day.
Right.
For sure. Fish. You don't eat some form of animal every day?
No.
Most days you're not.
Not most days. I'd say like 50-50. Like, but there are certain things that I'll have almond milk in my cereal. I would never buy cow milk.
Understood.
But I would, if someone was like, here's a cappuccino with regular milk, I go like, cool. Like there'd be no part of me that would think of subbing it with oat milk. It's like
weird. And what do you have for breakfast?
I'll have cereal with almond milk. I will have... What do I
You're
have?
You're not an egg man?
What?
You're not an egg man?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
No. Understood.
Eggs freak me out, and I eat them a lot.
They do?
I'll eat an egg salad sandwich from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, egg salad is an interesting one. Egg salad, done right, I love a deviled egg. Oh, that was something I didn't even mention. Second Avenue Deli brought out a deviled egg with a piece of crispy pastrami. I didn't even order it. It was out of this world. Oh, it was so good. Unbelievable. But egg salad, sometimes if it's done wrong, there's just the melding of the mayo and the egg. Like sometimes you can't differentiate. Sometimes it's too close.
Should we do a quick speak pipe before our What Are You Nuts?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, this one is from Anna Kate. Really cute name. Anna Kate. That sounds like the lead heroine in like a new Netflix rom-com. Anna Kate finds love.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Ben. Moron here. My name is Anna Kate, and I'm from the best state in the nation, Texas. I love when y'all do Best Buy of the Week or talk about, what your last meals would be. But I've never heard y'all talk about barbecue. So what's y'all's go-to barbecue plates? What meats do y'all like? What barbecue sides? And don't forget dessert. Do y'all like cobbler, pies, banana pudding?
Let us know. This is a really food heavy app.
Good. I hope you're hungry, morons. I hope you're hungry because I'm now freaking starving. Oh, am I so hungry after the amount of food that we've spoken about. Josh, we'll ham and egg this. I love ribs.
Wow.
I love them. I do. I love ribs. Smothered. I love corn. I love cornbread. I love barbecue sauce. I said we're ham and egging, but I'm the only one hamming. I love brisket. I love a brisket sandwich. I love chicken. I love like a pulled chicken. Fantastic. I'm sure some other people love a pulled pork, but I love that type of situation. Delicious. Truly delicious. Barbecue. Barbecue is amazing. What can you do with a nut at a barbecue, Josh?
I don't like barbecue, so...
God, that's not even true.
Keep your mesquite notes. Keep your Traeger grill. Keep your things made in a cast iron and save it. I don't need it.
You don't like anything barbecued.
Here's the thing. I can eat it and enjoy it enough. I'll never order it. And that smell, that barbecue, that smoke, it stays in your clothes. I don't like it.
Oh, wow. This is a hot take.
Yeah.
This is a hot freaking take.
I'll do it.
But you like everything at barbecues, right? You love a macaroni salad. You have to.
Yes, but I actually like a specific macaroni salad that my mother-in-law makes.
And I'm assuming it's not mayo-based based on the way that you're describing
it. It's a veganese.
Come, what is happening?
What's happening to you, Ben?
I'm in shock a little bit too, honestly.
Me,
like
Marshall?
You're plant-based.
Yes, you've never spoken like this. Yeah. You're trying to gaslight
us. My wife
us.
Is vegan for 10 years.
Yeah, but I know your wife is vegan. My wife is a woman.
It's not, I'm not.
these I'm not getting close to this one, Marshall. Turn
me
off the computer. Close down the recording. Jesus Christ, Ben.
All right, I'll switch it. Your wife is a vegan. And my wife is...
I'm leaving all this in, so don't even worry about it. Let's hear from somebody else. This one is Rosal. Rosal, where are you?
So sorry. Are you sure it's not Roald Dahl?
Oh, yes. Great author.
Hey, Ben and Josh. How's it going? My name is Rosal, coming to you from South Carolina. So I just have a crazy what are you nuts for you. I was at work, and going into the bathroom stall, there was a bunch of candy wrappers and chips bags. So I'm assuming that people are sitting here going into the stall, taking their lunch. I feel like that's insane. What are you nuts? Why are you eating inside the stall, especially a public stall? I don't know how it is where you guys are, but in the South, man, it's bad. All right, just figured I'd share. Thanks.
Rosal, shout out.
Nuts.
Nuts. Oh, gross. Yeah.
There's a lot of things to unpack. Could be a toxic eating culture, somebody that's like hiding their food, eating it. Or it could be just like a sad person that doesn't have enough time to eat like during their day. So they're eating while they're on the can. That would stink. I can't really figure out why else. That's incredibly odd.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to meet Rosal. I don't know anyone named Rosal. I just want to meet him.
No, Rosal seems super cool.
Yeah.
He seems super cool. I'm in on Rosal. I'm in.
If I worked with Rosal and he brought me like a problem with something at work, I'd be like, should we resolve this issue? Woo! Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is from, last one from Amanda.
Hi, Josh and Ben. I am a moron with a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and who is also an alcoholic and a Jew from New York City. So wow. I just wanted to send you guys a speak pipe because I also was emotionally mugged. I was on the street on like 53rd and 3rd and this guy came up to me and was like, I need cash to go on the train. And I was like, no. And then he asked if I could Venmo him and I was really panicking, so I said I have an appointment and I ran across the street. This is very real, and yeah, I just thought I would share. Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
But so you weren't mugged.
No, she's
you did what
she's tougher than you.
Yeah. She did what I couldn't do. You weren't
for
mugged.
Anyone who doesn't know, Ben was emotionally mugged by a man on the subway who was going to Toms River, New Jersey, and got him to go to the bank, pull out $40 and hand it to him.
Yeah, and this woman is better than me. And she took one of my old tricks, which is go into a store. I called it a safe haven. You said that was a place for drugs. We've spoken about this before. The two tricks of Ben Soffer are find a store, take a fake phone call. I did neither of them. I panicked and I just went in. He probably has my PIN information, took out money. Now I'm fucked.
There should be an app that's like a clone, like a disguise app for Venmo. So it looks like Venmo, it operates like Venmo, but if you're being emotionally mugged, you open it and all of a sudden an alarm goes off on your phone and it just says, the police are on the way, the police are on the way. I'm telling you, you're welcome.
I love it.
You're welcome.
I love it, let's make it.
Yeah, enough of this emotional muggery, crazy.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
Nuts.
It's not right. Should we get to What Are You Nuts? Speaking of nuts.
Please.
My What Are You Nuts moment of the week is restrooms are for customers only. Mm-hmm. I work at a restaurant and somebody comes in and they're sweating and they look like they're about to shit on the floor. There is no way in the world I am looking them stone in the face and saying, no, you can't. You can't use my restroom. It is, I'm sorry, fucking disgusting. This experience happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was in an area. I went into three separate restaurants on one block. It must be a theme. Restrooms are for customers only. Restrooms are for customers only. Restrooms are for customers only. I had said to one of them, let me buy something. I'll buy a Diet Coke. That used to be fine. No, seated customer. What are you, nuts? This is disgusting. It's a crime against humanity. If somebody needs to use your restroom and you have a restroom, let them use it, especially the hostess. It's not your restaurant. And if it was your restaurant, you should let them use it even more. And I get it. If somebody that's a little bit sketchy looking, you maybe think that they're going to do something weird in your restroom, that I get. Do I look, Josh, tell me, do I look like a threat to the establishment beyond the fact that maybe you'll need to spray some Febreze? Do I look like a threat? No. Let me use your bathroom. Nuts.
Nuts. My What Are You Nuts is I was sitting in my car the other day going to my great gym, Equinox. Love it. Shout out. I'm doing a little bit of work before I go. So I'm just on my laptop and doing like 20 minutes of work before I go get in my pump, you know, before I slam some creatine and just get crazy. And I feel this woman pulls in next to me and I feel my car shake. She has opened her door into my car so hard that my car shook. I roll down the window. I go, you hit my car with your door. She goes, okay. Okay. No. That's not appropriate. So now I go, here we go. So I get out and I look. It's dented and chipped. The paint is chipped. Small chip. Dented. Faux show. She goes, I'm in between the lines, in between the parking lines. Like I'm where my car should be parked. I go, ma'am, that has no relation to what we're talking about. You took a door and flung it into my car like my car owed you money. And now, but she's like, yes, but I'm in between the lines. I said, ma'am, what are you, nuts? Ready for this? I go, and she's not being cool. If she was being cool, I'd be like, no worries. It happens. Goodbye. But now I'm like, I'm not going to do it, but I'm like, I'm going to make this a little spicy. I go, well, let's just exchange insurance then. She goes, well, I'm calling the police. I go, call them. I'm like, I love law enforcement. Ring, ring, shoot the bat signal up into the sky. I don't care. I'll call them. I know the number. She goes, well, I'm going to call the police then so this doesn't escalate. I go, okay. I said, they don't come out for stuff like this. Like, this is literally the biggest waste of their time. But if you want to call them, call them. She calls them. She gets in the phone. They go, what's your emergency? She goes, I open my car door into this guy's car. And they go, is anyone hurt? And she goes, no. And they go, we don't handle this. And she goes, okay. And I look at her. I go, I told you. And she goes, I'm sorry. And I was like, did we really have to do this dance of what? I was in the lines. Let's call the police. For us to end 8 minutes later going, sorry, what are you, nuts? Ma'am.
No, what a nut.
Nut.
What a nut on 100 levels. One, just because you're in the line, what, can you take a bazooka right. and blast it from the driver's seat into the other because you're in the lines?
Yeah.
What, can you call me a slur? Because you're in the lines? No, the lines mean crap. The lines don't mean anything.
Totally.
It's a courtesy. They don't mean anything. Everybody's had to go suck in and walk out of their door not to hit somebody's car next to them.
That's right.
It's classic. It's classic. Nuts. And by the way, she calls the cops when she's in the wrong.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, no, this woman is, this is no good. This is no good. And I think this is a wonderful place to end our great show. Folks.
Wow.
5 stars. Otherwise, what are you, nuts?
Right.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Listen to us on Apple. Listen to us on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch us on YouTube because, again, we're so animated. It's so fun. You could listen to it, and then you could watch it again. Double the fun. Send our clips to a friend. Mondays and Thursdays. Don't forget about the wonderful Thursday episodes. And we'll see you next time.
Love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.